דף י"א עמוד א', אמר רב יהודה מערב, צורס סויטה אסורה, תומקסיב בו כארויס. Let us see what Rashi says. צורס סויטה אסורה, היונוסוי בייז נושם, בזינצו האחס תחתו, one of his wives were Mizana Tachto, Yesh Edim. We know clearly that she was a Soite. Umeis Beloi Bonim, he Bitzaroso Pturais Af Minachalitze. So she and the Tzora Pot Minachalitze. Before we go further, L'chayre Rabbi Yehuda Marab said, Tzora Soite Asura. So he's speaking about Isurim. And Rashi says that is Ptura, that the Poto Mina Chalitze. That Rab is coming to tell us that the Poto from Chalitze. Perhaps we could say Pshat and Rashi, that it's Tali Hobaho. We had mentioned already a few times the suffix of the Proshas Drochim. The Proshas Drochim clears a shaila by Chai Vilavim Ve'ese, that there's no mitzvah of Yibum because Ein Ese Deichel Leisase Ve'ese if there will be Eishes Och. So he has two tzadim. Tzad number one, since there's no mitzvah of Yibum, there should be Eishes Och. Tzad number two, since there's chalitza, it's not mistaver that there is Eishes Och. So could be Rashi held like the second tzad. The iser of a tzora serve is Eishes Och. So tzora serve asure would mean to say that she has the iser of a tzora serve. Tzora soita asura means she has the iser of a tzora serve, that means she has an eishes och. So al kolchoch, it's pota min achalitze. If there would be chalitze, so it wouldn't be tzora soita asura. Could be that as pshat and rashi. That's nichlal in the memra of Rav. If it's asura, kolchoch it's pture isaf mina mechalitze. My time, tume ksivbo, it says tume baya soite, venistero vehi nitmo, karoyes dechsiv al tetamu bechol eile. Now there's a meiredike kashe. The kashe is as follows, that soite says v'nistero v'hi nitmo, so this tume is a tume labailo. Nafilu will say karoyes d'chsiv al tetamu b'choleila, but again it's labailo. Here we're speaking about the yovam. By the yovam we don't have a posik. That means if the nitmo would be going on the yovam, that she's tomei to the yovam, so then it's very good. So we say that the loshen tume is the same loshen tume that is mentioned by Arayis. So we'd learn from here that she has a din erve legabi the yovam. But the tume that it says in the posik is a tume labal. So what does this have a shaykhis to patar atzore? You have to be an erve to the yovam. The Meiri and Daf Gimel on the base and Rabbi Chonon and Kevitz Ores say the Yisoid is a Gemore in Mesechta Soite that is a Kal V'chaimer b'muto lo nesro b'oso lo leikolshke. That if the issues of the mace became Nesel, There's no Yisrei Shesach. It's Ba'osalo Leikoshkein. So by the Yavam who takes over the Ishus of the Mace, so Izicha should have all the Isurei Ishus that the Mace had. It's a Kalvachayma. By him there's an Ishus Och. So we have this Kalvachayma. So whatever Isser applies to the Mace applies to the Yavam. So if there's a din tume legabi the mace, so there's a din tume legabi the yovam, and tume sksivbo karayis, so memele ulpatera tzor. Tzorosoita asure, shispota minachlitze minayibu. Mosiv Rav Chisde. So Rav Chisde esta kashe an Rav Yehuda Marav. We learned a Mishnah further. Rabbi Shimon Omer biyosa oichal itzosa meochiv shal rishen peiteres tzorosa. So let us see Rashi. What is the kashe? What is it speaking about over there? The Rashi biyosa oichal itzosa ha'ishe shaholach baylo limdinas hayom. A husband went away l'mdina sayom, ubo v'omgulo meis bailech. And they came back, and Eidechot came back, and he said, meis bailech. Then he says, look, meis bailech, she went to Bezden, and she gets ahead to Bezden, she's allowed to get married, she's allowed to believe the Eidechot. V'yacharkach bo bailo. Afterwards, her husband comes back. Chmona nitzla. So she's still on Eishas Ish. Isteitze mizeh u'mizeh. So, from the second husband, it states a, because she's on Eishas Ish. She's still married, so it's no shaila. From the first husband, isteitze, because they gave her a din soite. She was mezana tachto. Meisu, what is the din if these two people died? Both men died. Is ochiv shel zeh v'ochiv shel zeh chiltzin v'loy miyapin. So she needs chalitza from both brothers of the both husbands. Now, chalitza from the second husband really is, it's a joke. She never was married to him. But she looked like she was married. She was married him 20 years, till the first husband came back. So, it's niris ke ishtoi. So, Chazal said that she needs chalitza from the brother of the second husband. Al kaponim, it shouldn't look like Yevam Lashuk is getting married. From the first husband, this is Takashi's wife. So she needs chalitza. So the Tanakhama says, Chilzin v'loy miyabmin. Yibum is also, for some reason. And, chalitza, you give her chalitza. Rabbi Shimon Omer, biyosa oy chalitzosa me'ochiv shal rishain, veiteres hi lechatchila, Esseroso. Sherehi kishar noshim legabi yovam. Lekansu rabonon mi yovam. Vavadi shori le shanusa oiso. Shesvura shemeis. Alma nivolo tachas baile shori tsaroso liyabe. Now, looking at this Rashi, it's very difficult to understand what Rashi is saying over here. Let's go over the Rashi. The Gemara is asking a kasha from Rab Shimon. What did Rab Shimon say? Rab Shimon said, "Biyosa oichalitzosa meochiv shal rishin." The biya or chalitza from the first brother Peteres hi lechatchile es sarosa. This is a very unclear lotion. Peteres hi lechatchile es sarosa. But let us go further. Sherei Narashi explains Rab Shimon, Sherehi kishar noshim legabe yovam. She's like all other women legabe yovam. The loikansu rabona mi yovam. The rabona never concentrated from the yovam. The vade shal yalei. Shanusa hoisa. She was an anusa. Shesvura shemeis. So Rashi seems to be saying that Rab Shimon holds that today she's an onus, she's not a soite, so therefore she's mutatim. Alma nivelotachas baile shoitzaros liyabim, and then Rashi firzois. Oh, so you see that a soite the tzor is mutter. Shema shemayim. Rashi just started off by saying that Rab Shimon holds that lekansu rabbonon miyovo. The Badi Shorilei, and then all of a sudden we jump, oh, so we see that a Tzara Sait is Muta. Akashi from Rab Shimon. It's Shreklech, the Rashi. It could be, Pshat and Rashi is as follows. Bi Oso, Oi Chalitzoso, Peiteres, Tzaroso, Lechatchile. Means as follows. It's also very modern lotion. So could be Rashi held that Lechatchila is not permitted to be Miyabim. She's a Saita. So Lechatchila is not permitted to be Miyabim. No, but the Yevet Peteris Lechatchila Es Sarosa. What does that mean? But let's go a little further. The Ritva brings that the Chachamim hold, it's very interesting, this is a very sosum de kemishne. The Chachamim never spoke about the Tzoris. Rav Shimon all of a sudden speaks about the Tzoris. Ochim shel zed, Chachamim said, Ochim shel zechiltzim v'loim miyamim. And Rab Shimon all of a sudden speaks about the Tzoris. So it could be the Ritva brings down that the Chachamim are Chaylik on Rab Shimon, and they hold that the bia or the chalitza will not patter the tzore. That's why Rav Shimon said, "Biyos chalitzosa peteres tzorosa." Why will the bia or chalitza not patter the tzore? Because it has the din of a bia psula and a chalitza psula. We'll have later in Ram Gamliel these in Yonim. There are certain chalitzas that are good. There's a posula chalitzas that Chazal passeled them. They're not sufficient to pater a tzora. A chalitza psula cannot pater the tzora. The other tzora, you give her a chalitza. It's a chalitza psula. That's what the Ritva brings down the Chachamim hold. It's a chalitza psula and it can't pater the tzora. So from the Chachamim we see that the tzora is a bigger yachsin than her. Who's the tzora? She's a tzora's elve. According to Rav, she's a tzora's elve. So if it's a bia psula, so from the Chachamim you see that the tzore is a bigger yachsonis. The soite is a soite, but the tzore needs a good chalitza. So therefore the chalitza of the soite will not pater the tzore. Rab Shimon seems to be saying, biyoso, bidyevet, if he made bia, l'chatchili shouldn't have made bia in her. He's also made it. It is not a bia psula. Why is it not a bia psula? Because since b'diyevet, if he was miyabimha, he doesn't have to give her a get. That means she's mutter to remain by him. So it doesn't have a din of a bia psula. It doesn't have a din of a bia psula. So b'diyevet, l'chatchila, he shouldn't be miyabimha. I'm also moider. She's a shtickel seiter for sure. But the yaved, it will patter the tzore. Who needs chalitza lechatchile? She needs a chalitza lechatchile. So the yaved, this chalitza will patter the lechatchile dike chalitza that the tzore needs. So we see from Rab Shimon that the tzore is much better than her. But Rab Shimon says, no, b'di'evet, if he gave her chalitza, he'll patter the tzore. The Chachomim hold, the Ritva said that he won't even patter the tzore either. So we see the tzore is a yachsonish, she's better than the soite. So this does not stem with Rav. Rav's the tzore soite. She said, "In the tzora service, so whatever is by the erva is by the tzora." Let us again see the Rashi. Could be this is pshat and Rashi. Rabbi Shimon Amir biyosach leitzosa meochiv shel rishen. That means b'diavad. If he made a biyoy chalitza, it doesn't say that rotsa chaylutz rotsa meyam. Biyosach leitzosa meochiv shel rishen. B'terzi lechatchila saros. Why? But that it doesn't have a din of a biya psula. Why not? Because after he's miyabma, he's permitted to remain with her. Like a tzur abonon miyava, they didn't cancel b'diyevet if he was miyabma that he has to go and give her a get. The vadi shorile shanusa hoisa shesvura shemeis. Oba alme. Nivalo tachas baile, shori tzorosa liyabe. So you see that the tzore is mutter to be miyabe. There's no problem of the tzore. Afila rabonu le pligi rab shimon ala bedido. Fakati hold it won't help for the tzore. Avo be tzorosa moide that the tzore needs lechatchile a good chalitze. Sal koponim. We see sai from Rab Shimon and sai from the Chachomim that the Tzore is better than the Soite. So Rab says Tzore Soite, she's a Tzore servant, the Tzore is the same like the Soite. That is the Kasha and Rab. So the Gemara answers, Omaloch Rav, Amina locha ano soite de reise. I'm speaking about a soite de reise. Ba'at amritli soite de rabbonon. This is a soite de rabbonon, a zustel. So the Gemara says, de koarilo, my koarilo. So well, take the svor of the makshin. Kasova called the tikkun rabbonon kain de reise tikkun. Let us irashi. Soite die reise, she zinzo, va teure osrobo. She was mezanen, the teure aseto. That soite aso za zore. Vat amretli soite de rabon, domi de reise sharje, she nises api besden, bei dechot. Vanuse hi, she's an onus. Vrachmone sharje, der si ve eid ein bo, Trei elo echot. Rashi brings this down. I don't know. This is pshat the posik, the parish of Kinyestire, but the healing is posso asur on is posso muteris. But the posik says that isha that's ananus is muter. The rabbonanu de gozrubo ki heicha de teidik shaper shemeis bailo ad sheloitinose. Now, what is the shakla v'tarya of the Gemara? The Makshin will see that there were three mahalchim in our Gemara. The Makshin asked the Kasha. Now, the Makshin very well knew this is a Soita de Rabbonon. I mean, that's not the... And he asked the Kasha. And Rav answered him, Kasha, this is a Soita de Reis, a Soita de Rabbonon. And then the Gemara explains what the Makshin held. So Rabbi Yankiv and Emes Liyakev, we'll see this in Rashi, says Amir de Kabir, what the Shakla Vataya of the Gemara was.
What is the story over there? The story over there is that an Eidechot came and said Meis Bailo, came to Bezdin, and the Bezdin said she's allowed to get married, and she got married. And it seems there's a taina in her. The Gemara says, Isha Daiko Mitzvah, for such things, you don't, good, you have a heter, the Bezdin said to get married, but she should have been medayik by herself to find out if the husband is dead. She wasn't medayik. So the Makshin held, so, I mean, why did they cancel her? If she's innocent, and Anusa, the Anusa is not also midarabona. So Pshat is that Chazal held, she's a shtikul pesheya. She should have been medayik. Good, the Rav said it's mutter, but she should have been medayik. And she wasn't medayik. Now, so if you look at it in that way, so Pshat is midarabonon, she's a mezida. That's Pshat. Good. It's not 100% her fault, but it's 20% her fault. So she's a mezida midarabonon. Minatoyre, she's an anusa, but midarabonon, they looked at her at a mezida. So midarabonon, she's a soite. And if midarabonon, she's a soite, so her tzor is a tzor soite. I mean, if you gave her a din soite, that means you reckon that she's a mezida, midarabon, and she's a peshe, she's a mezida. So midarabon, she has a teire soita, so she has all dine soita. And if Rav said tzora soita asura, so the tzora should not in any way be better than her. That was the Gemara's kash. So what did the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answered, what does Rashi say? She's an anusa. Nah, she's an anusa. Rabbonu de Gozra bo, ki heiche de teidik shaper shemeis bailo at shaloi tinose. Napshad is that's her fault. She didn't do anything wrong. The Rabbonon wanted that she should be medayik more. Not that halachically she's mechuyev to be medayik more. They wanted her to be medayik more. Now how do you give a person an incentive to be medayik more? So they told her like this, you know, if the husband's going to come back alive, you're going to be afkahat tzolos. You're going to be taitzim izah mizah. We're going to give you a din soiter. So, she hears such a thing, so before she gets married again, she'll do some investigation. But that what they said, taitzim mizah mizah, is not because she's a soiter. They want to be ma'oidit or to give her an incentive to be boiding. The Rabbonu de Gozru Boki Heiche de Teidik Shaper. The Rabbonon gave her a din soite that she should be medayik. Not that she is a soite, mida Rabbonon. Not that mida Rabbonon she's a mezide. She's innocent mida Rabbonon also, she's an anusa. But the Rabbonon wanted that she should be medayik. So that's how you give an incentive. You tell her, be taitzi mizeh mizeh. That's an incentive. But since be'emesin she's an anusa, so memele, so there's no din of tzora soita asura. So what does they have to the tzora? If she would take be a soita, so memele, so then the tzora is also. So tzora soita. But since lemaise she's not a soita, so the tzora is mutter. So therefore the shaila, if chalitzosa can pater the tzora is icha bigge yachson is dana. Frag de Gemore de Koarilo, my Koarilo. Is that not good? So what are you asking? So the Gemore says, Kosova called the Tikkun Rabbon and came the Raisa Tikkun. What does that mean? That, you're 100% right. She's not a Soite. But they wanted to give her incentives, so they told her, we're gonna give you a Din Soite. But if they give a Din Soite already, they can't make Dinim halbwegs. That means if they're telling her, we're going to give you a din soite, so automatically the tzora has to have the same dinim. They can't give her only halachas of a soite without having all dinim of the soite. You don't take out a half a parsha from the chumash and we'll put this on you to give you an incentive. So he held called the Tikkun Rabbonon came the Raisa Tikkun. Since the Rabbonon wanted to give her Dinei Soite, so even though as the incentive would be enough, that will tell her Teitzei Mizeh, but you don't give Paravidinim, which are not Mekusha to the Torah. So be the Rabbonon, you have to give her a Din Soite. If you give her a Din Soite already, so automatically the Tzar also has to be also. That is L'chei Reb Shat in the Gemara. Masiv Ravashi. Nichnisa Imay L'Seisa. We learned a Mishnah that Isha is speaking about after Kinu Yestira. Nichnisa Imay L'Seisa. V'shoasa Imay K'day Tume. There was Tire. Asura lebeisa, so she's also the husband. Basura lechel betume, beimeis chayletzes v'loy misyabemes. If the husband dies, this chalitza not yibo. Now you said that there's no chalitza. Beimeis chayletzes v'loy misyabemes. Oma lecho rav, amina lecho ano soite vadai, v'amarto li at soite sofik. I'm speaking about a soite vadai, and you're speaking about a soite sofik. Frek de gemore umayshno soite vadai, why a soite vadai is pata from chalitze, mishum dechsiv bo tume, because it says tume, Soite sofik nami tumeksivo, it says tuma by soite sofik. So memele, so what's your teretz? If your criteria is wherever it says tuma, the Torah gave a din erve, so it says tuma by soite sofik also. How do we know it says tuma by soite sofik? The sign. Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur Oimer Mishum Rabbi Elozo. Hamarza grushosa minanisuin asure. If a person married an Isha and he gave her a get and she married someone else and it was minanisuin, it wasn't only Erisin, it was nisuin asure. And then that person gave her a get, so she's also to go back to the first husband. Min ha erisin, what is, if she only was an aruse, she didn't make nisuin muteres. Because by the parshe von marze grisho soy mishum shenema acha yusher hutamo, la yucha la bar lo horishin loshev lekachto, acha yasher hutamo, he's not permitted to take her back after she was nitmo. And Nitma Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur learns after she was nivel already, after Nisuin. So she was nivel to a different husband. So she's not permitted to take, he's not permitted to take her back. That's Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, which is not negeya to us. The Chachomim Oimrim, which is negeya to us, is the Chachomim. Achazu v'achazu asura. The Chachomim hold that after Erisin, she's also awesome. Elamani mekayim achrei hutamo. So it says in the pasuk, he's not permitted to take her back after she became tome, which means after nisuin, after bia. So if the law applies by erisin also, so what's achrei hutamo? So l'rabbi soite shenistero. So the chachamim said that the pasuk is speaking about two dinim. Yuchel Bailo Rishon Lekachto, speaking about after Erisin. And then Achi Yutamo means something else. That a new case, if a person had a wife that was Nistar, is he's not allowed to take her back. So the Pasuk is Kolo Tulavim, Alava Marze Grushosai Afilumina Erisin, Un Alav An Marze Soitosai. So you see, Klo, that the Baraisa says, Soito shenistero, to a stire, is called Tume. Achesha, the pasuk calls it tumah. Now you tell me tumah ksiv bo karayis. Now wherever it says tumah, she has a din elva that's potter min ayib min achalitze. So memela, so according to you, so why does a suffix say to cheletzes? So the Gemara answers, my nistero nivalo. Now, that what the Baraisa says, that the Pasuk is coming to tell us on the Soita Shenistero, there's a lav, that's talking about nivalo. Vamai korile nistero, so it's nivalo, why does he say nistero? Lishnamal yinokat. He doesn't want to hop on a lishnamalya, neidel aloshin, so he says Soita Shenistero, we mean Soita Shenivalo. So in other words, the Torah never called a suffix soite a tmeya. With the Loshen tume, the ksiv bar karayis, is only speaking about badai zinso. So memela, so it's no kasha what you're asking me why a suffix soite is chaylatzes, because a suffix soite doesn't have a shem elbe. Sagt der Gemara weiter, Nivalo tumme behedje ksidbo, ve nistero ve hid nitmo. It says in the beginning, a parsha soite was nistero, maybe she was nitmo. So it says already, lemeke malo belav, nitmo is an assay. So here it tells us there's a lav also. Rabbi Yosi ben Kippa lav besoite leslai, Rabbi Yosi ben Kippa holds that there isn't a lav by a soite. Afilu she was vaday mezane. My time havaye veishus ksivbo. Because this parsha says havaye veishus. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, nichneso imoy hamekane leishtoy. So she's asura lebeiso lebailo shemozinso shereglaim ledovo, because it's reglaim ledovo to think like that shereikina lo venistero tiskini in stira vim kahenesi asura betrume kediyalef memeseche soite. Some of the Loshim Rashi says Kehenes. What does Rashi mean Kehenes? She's a Bas Koyin. So what kind of husband did she marry? If she married a Yisrael, she's almost a Keni Truma. If she married a Koyin, so why do you have to say she's a Kehenes? She's an Ashes Koyin. And the Rabbein Avrom in Otake says we Mashes Koyin he. So you have to say, Al-Kaponim, I don't know why Rashi mentioned it, but Kehenes means, and a husband died, so she's Chayzel Avio. So then she'd be allowed to eat trume, but she's also outside. Kediyal of Mesecha Soite. Nitmo, v'nitmo, gimbo pomim, echad lebal, v'echad leboil, v'echad letrume. V'loi misyabemes, taime meforish beperikame de Soite. Obo ketoni miyo cheletzes. That means, why it's Mishyabemes, the Makshin held Zichah not als Elve, because she's not an Elve. So you have to know why Taket Zayin and Mishyabemes. But Al Kaponim, we see she's not an Elve, because it says Cheletzes. It's Kashi L'Rat. Min HaNisuin, so now the Gemara brings down the Posik, Abel Yuchel Bail Orishin, so Rabbi Yosi ben Kippa says this is speaking about Min HaNisuin, Mishenises la'acher umeis oigirsho. So then, there's a lav of marze grushosoi. Asur elarze l'rishe. Min ha'irisin, shenis arso la'acher umeis, and then he died, uteris larze l'rishe. That's what Rabbi Yosi ben Kippa holds. And it says, v'acher asher hu tamo v'nivalom. And the Chachamim hold Achazu v'Achazu Asure d'Chsiva Hoiso le'ish Acha v'Avaye Hainu Kedusha d'Chsiv lo Yuchel b'Ilo Rishayin Asher Shilcho. So it's speaking about it was Eris and she's in his, there's also Nisamar Zegrusha Osoi Abyoisi de muki kulei kro be marza geshosoi, lav besoite amezane tachas baila leslei. He doesn't know there's a lav besoite. Bafulu pshitalon de zanoi, there's no lav. No lav is speaking about marza geshosoi, mission he says. My time, havaye ve ishus ksivbo. So Rashi says, ba'oiso, ba'oiso ishe haneseres lebailo yesh ba'avaye. The ishe that's also lebailo d'chsi ba'oiso le'ish ache. Ishus d'chsiv ha'kiyomus ha'ish ha'achoin. Lo yuchel baylo harishayin, mishen yiseis, la'acha ayyadei kdushin ve'ishus. Regoin de girsho harishayin, who de koi kama b'lo yuchel? The first husband gave her a get, and she got married again. There was eres in the nesuin. Then there's a lav. Amo mizane tachto, lo. L'chayre, I heard him Sashnikol Ha'ora and Rashi. Rashi says in Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur that the Posik is speaking about there was Havaye ve'ishus. Now, Havaye means Eresin, and Ishus means Nesuin. Now, Rashi says, where do we see these two things? So Rashi says, let's go look again in the Rashi. Yesh bo Havaye d'chsiv v'hoi solehi shachar. Oiso Zavaya, which means Eiris. Ishus, d'chsiv oikiyomus ish ha'achrein. So where does that, how does Ishus come into that? Ish is, v'hoisol, the ish means a man. V'hoisol ish. What's the first ish? The first ish is an orus. It means a man. V'hoisol ishacha. Ishus, So where do you see Nisuin from over here? It's very unclear, the Rashi. The Bachsachmer Pshat, Rashi is just bringing the beginning of the end of the Posik. The Posik says, Oikiyomos ha'isha achoin. And it says later, Asha lekocho loy leisho. And the Ksavim Kabbalah says, whenever it says lekocho loy leisho means ishus, that means nesuin already. So that's pshat in Rashi. Rashi doesn't mean from the beginning of the posik. Lekocho loy, lekocho is also eres, and lekocho loy leisho means nesuin. That's pshat in Rashi. Let us see Taisa. Tzoras soite asure. So Taisa says the same thing that Rashi says, lav davka asure, which would mean an issa yibum. Ba'af michalitza pture, kedepirish bekuntres. Vedavke soite, so it's potter, yibum and chalitza. Vedavke soite vadai. Avo soite sofik, boi chalitza, kedemaisi besomch. Aber a sofik soite nitz chalitze. Ukra de venistero behi nitmo, beniva lo vadai airi. He's speaking about the nitmo, I mean, the Rav said, tu meksiv bo karayis. So, kra de venistero behi nitmo, beniva lo vadai airi, ki demasik lekamo. The Gemara didn't speak about this posik. The Gemara says already, Nivolo says Nisru Vinitmo, speaking about Vade Nivolo. Kal Nisru Vinitmo, but Nivolo Vade Ayri, Kedemasik Lekamo. Avo Soite Sofik, Lekosa Bo Tume. There's no Tume by a Soite Sofik, so there's no Tume, so she's not an Erve. So Mamele, so that's why there's a Din Chalitza. So Taisra says, "V'im toima v'otnan nichneso imoy lebeisa seisa asura lebeisa v'asura letruma." We learned in the Mishnah that if there was, this is a suffix site, she's also lebeisa, v'asura letum, v'darshinem beperik keshein. How do we know these dinim? Shloisha pa'omim v'nitma oksiv, echad lebal, v'echad leboil, v'echad letumim. So the Gemara Mesechta Soite says that the Issa Lebal, the Issa Letume, is because it says Benitmo. It says three times Benitmo. Hishem Shemayim. Taisvis just said now, that's Lachay Reb Shat in the Gemara, that the Benitmo is only going out, going by Vadai Zinso. Suffix Zinso, there's no Benitmo. And that's why there's a Din Chalitza, because she doesn't say Benitmo, so she's not an Erve. The Gemara says klar by a suffix soite, she's also lebal, she's also letume, because it says three times venitmo. V'yesh loyma. So what does Sotaisvus answers? Lei osra hakosuv elo mishum suffix shemo nivalo venitmo ulo oilom loiksiv tume elo alavadai nivalo. So what does Taisvus answer? So Taisvus answers as follows. That nitma means znus. That's the type nitma. A matziv of kino yestire, that's not nitma. So if it says benitma, so that means maybe she was mezane. So that's why she's also labal. Maybe she was mezane, that's why she's also laboyal. Maybe she was mezane, that's why she's also betrumah. But the Benitmo is not said on the matzav of Sofik. The Benitmo is on the tzad, maybe she was Mizan. Bim Taima. Kivon Shaloi Nichtav. Kivin shloi nikro shem tuma el alavadai. Amaya sura lebeisa letum. Since the tuma was only written on the vadai's news, amaya sura lebeisa letum. So why is she also lebeisa letum? Maybe she was mezane. Iskan shoyel aben. What's the kasha? Misafik. Maybe she was mezane. If she was mezane, she's also labailo. Maybe she was mezane. Sofik the raisa lechumre. So mamela, she's also labailo lechumre. What's the problem? So I saw there are two mahalchem how to say pshat in Taisvitz. The Orch Laner wants to say is a raya from Taisvitz, that Taisvitz holds like the shitas harambam, that sofik the raisa lechumre. There's no such thing. Sofik mit rabbonin, you have to be machma. Min ha-teire, sofik daraisa lekula. So memele, so that is pshat and Taisvus kasha. That means if you're telling me that the matzav of sofik is nothing, though she's also, maybe she was mezane. So maybe mezane, so you say sofik daraisa lekula. The Ashrish Yaakov wants to say that the Taisvus holds yishtel an chazoke. It's a sofik if she was mezana, and she wasn't mezana. She is a cheskes hetel abaylo, cheskes hetel atume, so memeli yishtel on chazoke. Now this is a very debatable shaila if you say isra cheskoso after kini yistira, but there's a machloikis in Taisvusin. He brings his Taisvusin nahin and Taisvusin nahir. Other Taisvusin say there's no cheskes taira anymore after kinestira. Another Taisvusin hold there is a cheskes taira. And our Taisvus holds there's a cheskes taira. So Memela, that's what the Yashar Shakim says. So Memela, so Taisvus asked as follows. So Taisvus asked that, so Memela, so if you're telling me that Shem Tume is not on the matzav of Sofik, the shame to me is als shemozinza, but like this, it's in the, so the iser is als shemozinza. Shemozinza, that mishtel on avchazoke. Yeshloimer the osa sofik kevada kedama beperik keshein. That by soite there's a halacha of sofik kevada. כדומה בפרק השם, אם ניתמו לא מושייסה, ואם לא ניתמו לא מונשקיס, first it says, ניסטרו, הי ניתמו, and it says, לא ניתמו, it's very unclear. So the Gemara asks, if she was ניתמו, so לא מושייסה, he say, ניסטרו, והי ניתמו, ואם לא ניתמו, לא מונשקיס, the Pesuk says, ניתמו, לא ניתמו, Magid lo hakosu shasofik asuri kevadi. So the Gemara says that we learn that etzem it's asofik what really happened, but it's also kevadi. Allahochi sofik soite boi chalitze. The davke lahachmir osa hakosu sofik kevadi v'loy lahokol lepotcha b'loy chalitze. So Tosfos means to say as follows. This is Arab Chonon says Pshat and Tosfos Teretz that Memesin. Let us say that Tosfos Kasha was Yishishtalan Chazoke. That means if I have a Sofik and I don't know what happened, so this Dineyatayre Yishtalan Chazoke. Yishtalan Chazoke. So Chazoke is a oifen of Nihuk. How a person, if he doesn't know what to do, so you assume that the matzav didn't change, everything is status quo, she's mutter labayil. That is, if I have a sofik, so that's a niug in tzveikis. The Torah said, sofik kevadai. What does sofik kevadai means? The Torah says, it's a sofik be'etzem. We don't know. But halachically, we have to assume that it was inso. We have to assume it was inso. So Memele, so the here the Torah said that is the niug in the suffix of Saita. We have to assume it was inso. So Memele, so now Tosfos got stuck. So if they assume it's inso, so if it's, you have to assume it's inso, so Memele, so why do you give chalitza? So she's an erva, you assume it was inso. Zinso is an erva, why do you give chalitza? So Tosfos says, since it's a halach of assumption, the assumption was only said lahachmer v'loy lahokol. That this din assumption is only lahachmer. You have to assume that it was zinso. Lahachmer, you have to assume that it was zinso, but not lahokol. So a mele, so it's beautiful. So that is why it's einem is yabemis. That's lahachmer. But to lahokol to say she's a freie Vogel, and she's mutter without chalitza, that's local. So then we don't have the din, the hanhoge of Sofi Kevadai. If you don't have that hanhoge of her kelt, so then we tell her on chazoke, so she taka needs chalitza. Now, let us learn further with the Bach. Zayin. V'loi lohoke lepotra b'loi chalitza. Umiu koshe, so Tosfos asks a kashe, so if that is the case, heichi porich beperikame de soite tisyabim sofik soite. So Tosfos asks, this is a beautiful shtik Torah you're telling me, but it's verkehrt in a Gemara in soite. The Gemara asks in soite, sofik soite tisyabim yibumi. And what does the Gemara say? Terutzim, mamish. The Gemara asks Kashis and says Terutzim. So Tosfos says, according to what he's saying now, the Gemara, Tishab Yibum Chas V'Shalom. We have to assume she was Mezane, Sofi Kevadai, Lechumre. What are you asking Akashi? So that means that our Gemara, the way I'm saying Pshat now, so what's Pshat in the Gemara inside? So that's a problem, a big problem. Ulamai de frishes leil. So Tosfos says, Snatosfos goes on a new mahalach in Gans. Ulamai de frishes leil, de la maskone de shmaiten. According to maskone, maskone de shmaiten, tume karayis ksiv bod omarav haino bemokim lav. Tosfos had said that Gimel Amud Beis that what Rav said a Yisod Tum Ksivbo Karayis, the Torah gave it in Erva, is only when it says Alav. When it says an Eser, that Tumah doesn't have it in Erva. That's what Taisva says on the Gimel Amid Beis. Is Niche, the Hu Tumah like Ksive Ela Alvadai Nivolo. Period. Now we finish the Taisva according to the Bach. Now let us explain what Taisus said now. Taisus said a mouthful. So Taisus says as follows, that Taisus Nadav Gimel Amad Beis had wanted to say that the whole halacha of Tumek Sibo Karayis, that the Torah said Hashem Tumek, so the Torah meant to say she has Hashem Erbe, that is Davke when there's a lav. But it says V'nitmo by an Ese. So Memele, that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean Erve. So Memele, so Taisvus is saying as follows. It says, now Taisvus falls off from the Hoshtik Torah. It says, V'nitmo, 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 Echad Labal, V'Echad Laboil, V'Echad Latrume. There's a din tume, a tumis esse by a suffix site. This tumis esse, we say suffix kivadai, prekert, she's tome vadai. But this tume is not a tume in hilchis birur, not the way we learned till now, that suffix kivadai means we have to assume that she was insa. Because if we have to assume that she was insa, so what's from the Gemara's kasha to Shabim Yibumi? There's a tumah that Teire put a tumah on her, an essay, that this matzav of Sofik, she's also to her husband. In Taisvus, the Masechta Saita says, Afilu klapish maye galya, she was not mizane, and her husband was boyal, or they'll be nenash. Because the Teire put an iser tumah on Sofik Saita, the Teire asked her. This matzav of Sofik is also not because I assume that she was nitma. A suffix saita is also. Period. Suffix vadai. She's vadai also. So what is she also? She's also to the husband. She's also to itrume. She's also to the boy. That's it. Now, klara shaila bad yibum. What's with yibum? Why shouldn't she be misyabim? She's not an erve. She's not an erve. The erve of tume is by Allah. Takel to say, declare a shayla, was she mezane? She wasn't mezane. I wouldn't say that she's mezane. But this matzav of suffix, the Torah asked with a tumesese. So this is only an isa lebala lebala tume. So the Gemara asks inside that this yabim yabumi. So why can you be miyabim? She's not an elve. Even though there's a din of suffix kevada. This is pshat, lechayre, according to the Bach. Let us go to the next Taisvus. Rab Shimon Oima, Biyosa Oichalitzosa. Ve'im Toima, Ve'amai Loi Makshe Mitane Kame, Da'oma Ochiv Shalze, Ba'ochiv Shalze Chulzim. Why did the Gemara ask from Rab Shimon? Why did the Gemara ask from the Tane Kame? The Tane Kame says that you give Chalitze, Ula Rav loy bin en chalitza. Rav holds she's an elve. V'yesh loyma. So Taisa says, the horse lay shop. You can't ask a kasha from the panikame. The chalitza. You give chalitza. Sure you give chalitza. Midaraisa boy chalitza. Minatari need chalitza. The saita da rabbona need. The Gemara knew this all along. She's a saita da rabbona. So Memele, from the Chachomim, there's nothing what to ask. Sure, it's Chaletzes. It's Chaletzes because she's only a Saita the Rabbana. She needs Chalitza. But like Porich Mirab Shimon, Elo Mishum Dechol De Tikin Rabbonon Kein De Reise Tikin, Bo Yulonu Lo Oif Cholis Yabim. If the Rabbonon, they gave her Adin Saite, so there should be an Isayibum, a Saite is also Bim. If you say that, if you say that a seita is a dinerve, and she's also a liyibum, so call the tikkun rabbanu, can't raise the tikkun, can't patter her from chalitza, but al kaponim she'll ask a yibum. V'im toima, so Tosfos says, v'dilme rab shimon loikama ela debidiyevet peiteres sarosa, so efshar, who told you that rab shimon is allowed to be miyam? Maybe not allowed to be miyam. Abul chatchil aloi, so what's the kasha? The whole kasha is from Rab Shimon. She says, biyoso, oichef, bedevet, he gave biya, so pata de tzor. But kril chatchil, you're not allowed to be miyam, so what's the kasha? V'omari, de bedevet, moi de tanekame. He says, bedevet? It will help if it's according to the tanekame. Toi ashkechen de pligi. He's also moi de, that bedevet will pata de tzor. No, the shaila is, if lachatchila you're allowed to be miyam, and Rab Shimon also lachatchila you're allowed to be miyam. So, if that's pshat and Rab Shimon, so why does he speak biyoso, oicha, litzoso, peteres, saros? Well, he should have said, chirtzen, I miyamim, bodoloi noket, ochim, shalrishin, rotza, chaylitz, rotza, miyabim, demashm, lachatchila, why didn't he say aloshin, lachatchila, why didn't he say aloshin, b'dayem? Omari de milsa gav uche kemash malom. The afo gav de ike tzore. De shayich bo yibun tvei. Really, the tzore would be preferable to make yibumin. Why is the tzore preferable? We'll see later, because the velt doesn't realize that she's aishis the first husband. They think she's the aishis of the second husband. It would seem like she's the ishtay desheni. So that's why he says that Tosfos learns a different pshat in Rashi in Ganson. Tosfos learns that Rab Shimon holds lechatchile, you are allowed to be miyabim her. Huh? Why didn't you say called the tikkun rabbon and came the reise tikkun? If there's an iser yibum on a seite. Bim taima leRab Chisda sheroitza ledagdek the seite the reise shari. So what is Rav Chisda asked this kasha? So what is Rav Chisda saying? So let us appreciate now what is happening. The Mishnah says that according to Rav Shimon, you have a soita de rabbonin over here. A soita de rabbonin lechatchila, you're allowed to be miyam. So yes, the kasha. So Rav Chisda is the kasha and Rav Shimon and Rav, if your the soite is also is an erve, it's also be yibum b'chlitz al kaponim. Call the ticket when it came to raise the ticket. Al kaponim, there should be an iser yibum. Why isn't an iser yibum? Is a raya? You're wrong. That there's no iser yibum by a soite. Period. That was Rav Chisda's kasha. Forget about Rav. There's a Mishnah that is sofik soite. There's a Mishnah that you're not miyabim a sofik soite. Vim taima. So Mamele, Rav Chisda, what did you do with this Mishnah? A sofik soite is also osel is yabim. So al kaponim, Rav wasn't mechadish as an isa yibum by a soite. Rav wasn't mechadish, there's no chalitza by a soite. That's all what Rav said. But an isa yibum, there's enough in the Mishnah that a sofik soite is also be yibum. So if this is a kasha, why does Rav Shimon hold you permitted to be miyam lechatchila? So that's a moiridike kasha on you. So how do you understand this? How do you understand this Mishnah? Afilu a savik soite is an isal yibum. So why does Rav Shimon hold you allowed to be miyam lechatchila? Vim taima with Rav Chisda sheroitza ledagdik the soite the reise sharye. So what did you do with the Mishnah? The Maisi Besomuch, the Suffix Soita Eina Misya Bemes. So kochel is an iser yibum by a soite. So how do you understand, Rab Shimon? V'yeshloima dahava mina dahodik toni she'ein misyabemez haino midarabona. That means you have a mission. You ask me a kasha from a mission. So I'll tell you, ein chanami. A soite is a bas yibum. That the Mishnah says a sofik soit is anisim abemis is midarabona. So a soit of the arise is not mishabim midarabona. So a soit of the rabonon is mishabim. That's all. So Toysa says, afo gav dohosem muchach da sire di arise. I mean, that's not true. That's an emes abshat in the Mishnah. Aber mikomoke mikoyach Mishnah atzma ein lechich alav klub. You can't shepherd with Rav Chizde. The Gemara says it's also min a teure. Aber Kaponim, you can't ask Rav Chizde from the Mishnah. Rav Chizde could say the Mishnah is only awesome with the Rabbonon, and therefore, say to the Rabbonon, it's Mutaliyah. That's one terrace. V'hoi doma Rav Yitzrok, the davke le Rav Porich, the mashvelei ke'erve le soite di araisen. Rav holds that a soite di araisen is an erve, Uptura af minachalitze, lachain besoite der rabbonon svoru, di eshlo ischoli his yabem. Avul bahi de soite, de sofik soite chaylezes, ein teimo im neumau de besoite der rabbonon, afilum is yabemes. What does Taisva say? Taisva says that Rav holds that she's an erve, and she's part of Rav Minachalitze, so they are say to the Rabbonon, should be also his Yabe. But without Rav, that what say to Sofik say to is Chelatzes, Ein teime im neume de beseite der Rabbonon afilo mishyabemes. So we have to understand Pshat and Taisvis. So maybe you'll say, you say all the time at Rabbonon nachsin in Darges, or the seite der Reise is eine chaletz, is a seite der Rabbonon kapod mezene mishyabemes. And if you hold a seite der Reise is Chiletzes, a seite labonim is shabemes. But could be, you could say, a deeper pshat in Taisvis. Taisvis means to say as follows. If you learn, not like Rav, that a seite is not an elder, it's ain't a mishabemes. Why is it not mishabemes? That's the Gemara's Akash attack in Soita, Tishyabim Yibumi. Why isn't it Mishyabemis? That's a Gemara's Akash. And the Gemara says that Teretz, it's Pasik, a Limud, V'holcha V'hoysa Lishacha, V'loy L'yobom. There's Limudim. So it comes out that this is one of the Prote Halachas of a Soita. That means there are 15 halachas asaita. Asaita is also lebal, also leboil, also letrume, also leyovam. There are different halachas. There are different halachas. So memele, so could be asaita de rabbonon doesn't have all the halachas of asaita de araisa. It's not ekvelt. That means these are one of the prote halachas that asaita has. It's a new halacha. The difference, it's also a trume. If I would say a soite drabonon is mutter betrume. So you won't jump down my throat. So this din, by soite de reise, when they made a soite drabonon, they didn't put this din. That's not gefeller. So soite drabonon, they didn't put all the prote alochas that a soite de reise is. But if you learn that what a soite is not misyabim, is that because the shame erve shaboy, she's an erve. A soite is an erve. Not this is a prat in hilche soite. A soite is a erve. And an erve is not misyabim. That's a din in an erve already. So here, What are you going to say? Is she an erve, yes or no? Well, that's asoit is an erve. That's the mahus for asoit. Asoit is an so if she's an erve, mitzad erve shaboy, it shouldn't be a din yibum. That was pshat the gemara's kasha. You can't tell me it's a rabbon, so it's a rabbonin. But mit the rabbonin, she's asoit. So mit the rabbonin, she's asoit, she's an erve. So then, al kaponim, there shouldn't be a din yibum. Okay, that's one way how Tosfos learned Pshat and Rab Shimon, that Rab Shimon holds, Tosfos learned Tosfos that Rab Shimon holds that it's Mutar Lagamri, and Tosfos explained Rab Chisda. V'oy Perish Rabbeinu Yitzchak, a new Pshat and Rab Shimon. The Rab Shimon Asuro Lehisyabim Lechatchila. You're not allowed to be Misyabim. B'diktoni Seife, Ve'ein Havlad Mamza. Says in the Mishnah, Ve'ein Havlad Mamza, and Tosfos, this is very debatable what Tosfos is saying, but Ve'ein Havlad Mamza is going on. But Tosfos Lom Shad, Ve'ein Havlad Mamza is going on, Rab Shimon, that if you were Miyabim her, the Vlad is not a Mamza. So Tosfos says, the Shori Liyabim Lechadchil Epshita Ve'ein Havlad Mamza. So we see that so Tosfos now is Chayza. Another pshat. Rab Shimon never held the chatchil yalal to be miyab. For oid, the birishalmi koiri, the lahida Rab Shimon chalitza psula. It's called a chalitza psula. Bim hoisa muteres lehis yabim. Chalitza ksheiri. Fine. So what's the kasha now? Uporich. So what's the gemara's kasha? That Rab Shimon said that if you made a yibum, not allowed to make a yibum, but if you made a yibum, peiteres sorosom, the kivin da omar besoite diyeraise, the lav bas chalitze v'yibum, since asoite diyeraise is a lav bas chalitze v'yibum, besoite, the rabbonon ein lechalitza lohoye lifter tzoroso. So by a soite the rabbonon, it should not patter the tzore. If mina toire, she's an elve, it's mid the rabbonon, it shouldn't patter the tzore. So Taisa says, why not? V'chiteime mimonov shech toil. What's the kash? Dim cheshive ke soite gmure, tzorose nami loy boy chalitza. Viloich eshive kisoite, im kein shapel potro tzorosom. So Tosfos says here, till here I understand. Tosfos is saying as follows. According to Rav, that Rav holds she's an elve, so the chalitza should not patter the tzor. The chalitza of the Yavama should not patter the tzor. So she's an elve, how could the chalitza patter the tzor? So Tosfos says, what's the kasha? It's, what's the problem? Minatoire, she's not an erve, so Minatoire patters the tzore. Midarabonon, she is an erve, so Midarabonon, the tzore doesn't need chalitza. So what's the problem? So Tosfos says, the mestavolo la shas, the kivin de damye le saita de yeraise, Chalitzose kemandelese, ve'ein lo lifter tzorosom. But Davoini, I don't understand what Tosfos answers. Tosfos makes now a psacheshben over here. The Tosfos Arosh says that therefore you have to give chalitza to the tzore. I don't understand what Tosfos means. And we have to understand another thing. We have a shaklatai in the Gemara. Whatever the cheshben is, the Gemara answered, this is a soite de Rabbonon. Sal kaponim, if it's a soite de Rabbonon, not else, it seems like this. If you assume she's a mezida, now we can say like a bianke faces. If she's a mezida, so she has a din soite mi de Rabbonon, then it's chlitzosa kemandalese, so then it shouldn't patter the tzora for some reason, which I don't understand. But the Gemara answers, she's not even a site of the Rabbonon, it's only כדי שתדעי.